Dirt Gray NMLS number is 222785. New Mexico Reverse Mortgages NMLS number is 1102656. These materials are not from HUD or FHA and are not approved by HUD or a government agency. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, presented by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, hosted by Dirt Gray. Well, I'm thoroughly enjoying working with New Mexico Reverse Mortgage and embarking on this new journey. My hope is that you'll join me on Saturdays along with our guests as we explore all things senior. We're having a wonderful response from the senior community and a number of other people, and I want to thank you for your kind words and encouragement. If you have suggestions for topics or a guest you'd enjoy hearing from, please let me know. Okay, I'm joined in studio by my producer, Bob. Good afternoon, Bob.
And good afternoon to you and all our listeners.
Thank you, Bob. Gray Matters is dedicated entirely to all things senior. Each week, I have guests in the studio talking about what they know best and answering your questions and concerns. It will all be related to our senior population. News, community, health, lifestyle, finance, real estate, events surrounding seniors, and many other topics. And I want to let you know, I'll keep you abreast of some of the things that are going on in the community. Right now, seniors are able to ride the Rail Runner for free during the summer, and the Senior Olympics annual Summer State Games are July 19th through the 23rd here in Albuquerque. And I also wanted to let you know that the Red Fox Realty Team Fandango, that's what they're calling it, with Realty One, they're having an event May 6th, of course, this year from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at their Alameda Boulevard office. It's going to be a community initiative to show the public and potential clients that we're here or they're here to make the dream of home ownership available to everyone. Door prizes will be given away about every 15 minutes. This show is brought to you by our sponsor, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, helping you move forward in reverse. Our website is www.reversenm.com, and our office phone number is 505-897-4900, or contact 770-KQOV.com and go to the Gray Matters program page. All right, today on my show, my guests are Georgia Armijo-Brasher, the Director of Senior Affairs, City of Albuquerque and Bernalillo County, and Ann Grohlman, an independent insurance agent and broker specializing in Medicare, and her business partner, Karen Cooper. We're going to open up the phone lines, so please, if you'd like to call and ask me a question or ask Georgia a question, the phone number is 243-3333. Welcome to the show, Georgia.
It's great to be here with you, Dirk. Thank you.
Well, I'm since I've known you were coming on, I got excited because I know you're doing a lot of great work. And tell our listeners about your background.
Well, my background really started in early childhood and family development. And people wondered, well, how did you get into seniors? But it's all part of family development and putting the family back together. And so we have seniors raising grandchildren. We have our young people raising their elders. Uh-huh. So it's putting the family back together. It all fits in family development.
Well, and I know you said, where we were talking down in the lobby earlier, you said that 26 or 27 years ago, you got started with younger people with the city.
That's right. With the City of Albuquerque, I started their early child development programs, mm-hmm. and in partnership with the public schools. And so I feel like I'm continually learning in that process and developing new programs for our senior population as well.
And how long have you been in the position of director?
I've been in this position for nearly 8 years. Mm-hmm. Nearly 8 years.
Good for you. Well, tell us, what's the mission of the Department of Senior Affairs?
Well, the mission of the Department of Senior Affairs is really to be a community leader who, in partnership with others, involves seniors and people of all ages in creating a community that enhances everyone's quality of life by providing opportunities to achieve their potential, share their wisdom, and maintain their independence. So it's a broad spectrum, but to help folks live in dignity.
Well, and another thing that you commented about that I thought was fascinating down in the lobby before the show, when I told you that the name of the program was All Things Senior, you brought up, talk a little bit about your response to that.
Well, I think that now that you have baby boomers and younger elders in this population, we define seniors as 50 plus in the city of Albuquerque. So you can come to our senior centers at be 50 plus, or you can go to our multi-generational centers and be 6 to 106 or above. So I think that our senior population now, the baby boomers, really don't consider themselves falling into the category of senior. They are really active and vibrant people. And when you say seniors, some people still in our community think of it as growing older and playing bingo or doing something like that. But our seniors now, we do the whole continuum of services, from those that are very most vulnerable population of seniors to those that are the most active. You mentioned earlier the state summer games for the Olympics. I mean, we're a part sponsor of that event, and that has come to us because we have become the venue and the host for the 2019 National Senior Games for the city of Albuquerque is coming here.
Good for you. Yeah. Well, one of the things that actually Ann and I were talking about earlier is there's 72 million baby boomers. And every day, 10,000 to 11,000 turn 65. So, you know, I've heard it called the silver tsunami. It really is. And it's just, it's a huge area of our population, and it's just getting bigger and bigger every day.
And New Mexico is going to be fourth or fifth in the nation for the 65-plus demographic.
Really?
So we need to prepare ourselves, and actually we haven't, you know, I used to say we are entering into this phase, but we are there. We're in the middle of this phase, so we really need to pay attention to the demographic shift that you talk about. It's going to have incredible implications on our economy, ourselves socially, politically, culturally, and environmentally. Mm-hmm. And to see that not as a deficit, but to see it as a real positive opportunity because actually, we are living with seniors who are the most educated population in history.
That's fascinating. Well, one of the things, I'll chase a rabbit here for a minute. When I began looking for, I knew I wanted to get into the reverse mortgage business. When I began looking around and I sat down and I talked to Mace, the president of our company, one of the things that really resonated with me that Mace talked about was, our average customer is 71 years old, and people can take advantage of them. And he wanted to make sure that I was very sensitive to that. And I appreciated that perspective from Mace. You know, he's the leader. He's our go-to guy. And it was important for me to hear that kind of thing from Mace. So, you know what? Talk about the services that the Department of Senior Affairs offers.
Well, that's a big discussion. We have our senior centers. We have six senior centers and two multi-generational centers. And in 2000 is when the city decided to move into the multi-generational phase. And that's really been an incredible opportunity because we are now doing multi-generational activities, which brings the two generations, all the generations together and appreciating each other more and more, which is a real opportunity. It only costs $13 a year to join our senior centers, and you join one, and you're a member at all of them. So you can go and do whatever activities are available. There is a...
Georgia, let me stop you there, because Bob's telling me it's time to take a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, presented by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, here on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio, KQOB. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters, discussing all things senior is heard live weekly on Saturdays beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time and streams to a global audience on 770kqob.com. All right, I'm continuing my conversation with Georgia Armijo-Brasher. She is the director of the Department of Senior Affairs for the City of Albuquerque in Bernalillo County. So,
it's great to be here. We were talking about activities, and we have so multiple activities, but one of the ways folks can access information on that is if they get the Albuquerque Journal, they will get two different publications of different types of activities, some at the senior centers and some for summertime activities and more outdoor activities. But one of the things that we do, and it is help supported by Blue Cross Blue Shield, is we do a quick guide of information for folks that has all kinds of resources and access to information for the public.
Okay, Georgia, give our listeners your contact phone number.
The phone number that they really want to know and never forget is the Senior Information and Referral Line, 764-6400.
Okay, 764-6400.
That's
okay.
Right.
Where can they get the quick guide? Is that also in the journal?
That's right. If they call that number, we can mail them one,
okay,
or we can get them and they can come to one of the centers and pick one up.
Okay, great. All right, let's talk about the volunteer opportunities that seniors may have or others.
Well, volunteerism with the senior population is absolutely incredible. Very much a population that wants to give back to their community. And we have the Senior Companion Program, and that's a program that seniors visit seniors, homebound seniors, mm-hmm, and they can come to our office and join that program if they would prefer to do that. We have the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. You are 55 and plus, and you can be part of that program. And you can volunteer in many different locations, from holding babies in hospital to working in museums to working in our senior centers. So multiple opportunities. Call that number and you'll be able to get more information on that as well.
Okay, so, and you said they can walk in and get information about volunteering?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. What are some of the initiatives that the department is working on currently?
Well, that is one of my favorite topics, actually, to talk about, is that we have the food pantries that we're doing with Silver Horizons, and they've been quite successful. And we do that at each one of our senior centers once a month. But it's a shopping experience. So it's really, they get to go in and they get to shop for what they want. Mm. They get fresh produce. They get fresh meat. It's a choice that they get to choose what kind of food they want to take home with them. And that's been quite successful. We have the New Mexico Senior Olympic Games that you were talking about earlier, that on July 19th and 23rd. And we got those games for 2017 and 2018 here in Albuquerque. We're excited about that. And as a with that, we have the National Senior Games that will be here in 2019. So we'll be bringing 10,000 athletes to the city of Albuquerque and New Mexico and their families. So it's a great economic opportunity for our city, but it also helps support that image of New Mexico being a sports venue. A lot of people come here to train and do things, and our senior population can do that as well. It's a really exciting opportunity. Then we have another one, the Albuquerque ABQ Together. And that's building and creating an age-friendly Albuquerque. And we're trying to apply for designation with the World Health Organization to become an age-friendly city. And we're doing that in partnership with AARP, who is the designated provider of that service in the United States. So what we are doing is meeting with communities and asking them what is important to them around transportation, housing, employment, 8 domains of livability that we'll be talking about with our community. And not just our citizens, but business people, public school people, university, health people. The Department of Senior Affairs will never be able to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we work as a community together to become more livable and caring for one another?
So it's about collaboration.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I hear a theme in what you talk about in terms of bringing the different ages together to help. That sounds important to me, coming from you.
Well, it is important in the sense that it's an opportunity for us not to see the elders as just growing older and kind of going into the background. We often do that. But in with our youth as well, sometimes we think, well, they're just not as capable. But if you put the two groups together, and we found we did have town halls with our seniors and our young people together, and at first they look at each other kind of funny and give each other a little eye contact. But after the discussion begins, they really realize how much they do have in common and how much they can actually help each other. Yeah. And it gets much more exciting, from learning how to use their cell phones to using the computers and technology, how we can work together to do that.
That's great. What is the MyCD program?
The MyCD program is a program that helps folks that have chronic disease. And it is a group of meetings that we get folks together, and they learn about how to support each other in that. We've found that when you bring people together to talk about their needs, that they build partnerships and friendships and are able to help each other through that. You know, they may feel depressed, they may feel angry about feeling having a chronic disease, but if they have a partner and a friend to talk about it with and to share that, then they become more healthy. And actually what we've found is that people start exercising together, from walking together to talking together to playing games.
That's great. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that Mason and I have talked about is how we can use this platform to help the senior endeavor. And so you keep your thinking cap on in terms of using the platform and how we might do that to help your group, Georgia.
Oh, I certainly will. I think a part of what's important is getting the word out and getting information and getting the community more knowledgeable about what's going on and what resources are available and how they can contribute back.
Okay, great. What is the Veterans Wall at the Senior and Multigenerational Center?
The Veterans Wall came about because our mayor has really put a lot of attention to the veteran population, and he has created an office of veterans liaison office in the mayor's office. And with that office, Roger Newell has come up with the idea to how do we honor our senior veterans? And so at each one of our centers now, we have pictures of all the senior veterans and their stories on the walls that will be there to honor them and their families, so that we never forget how important their service was.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's really great. What's the difference between a senior center and multi-generational center?
The senior center really is the 50-plus. So you won't find young people at a senior center. But if you go to a multi-generational center, you'll find people ages 6 to 106 and beyond. And the kinds of activities are not very different, but they are a different population that you're serving. And so when the city of Albuquerque had first initiated in 2000 the multi-generational centers, a lot of people were saying, oh, no, we don't want to mix the populations, and that kind of idea. But now you couldn't turn them away from the multi-generational centers. And they're busy from 7:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night.
Well, you know what? It's nice that you have that division. I didn't realize that the senior started at 50. Talk a little bit more about that and why.
Well, I think that, first of all, AARP started with designating 50 as a senior. And with that, the city moved forward and made that opportunity available to that. What's good about it is that at all of our senior centers and surveys that we've done with the public, fitness has been a real huge important factor. And each one of our centers has a state-of-the-art fitness program for those that are very vulnerable to those that are very active, like I said before. But with that, our senior population is really becoming more active and more energetic, and it's really made a difference.
Georgia, give us your website.
Ooh, good question.
Is it cavq.gov?
Yes.
Okay, great.
cavq.gov.
Okay, and the phone number is 764-6400.
That's right.
Georgia, thanks for being on the show. Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters with Dirk Gray. I'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters is heard weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio, KKOB. All right, my next guests are Ann Grohlman and Karen Cooper with the Independent Insurance Agency or Agent Broker specializing in Medicare. Did I say that right, Ann?
Yes, you did.
thank you, Ann.
It was a mouthful, I'm sure.
Anyhow, welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Ann, why don't you begin by telling our listeners about your background?
Okay, my background. And actually, and you'll probably be able to tell from my accent that I'm not from here originally. I'm from New York, and I had a long career there as a city planner doing community development work.
Really?
And developed a great expertise in dissecting federal and state regulations. When I moved here to New Mexico 20 years ago, I shifted careers and got into insurance. And it came easy for me because I understood how to look at that and make it easy for people.
Uh-huh.
People's eyes glaze over, whether it's federal regulations or insurance. In the last few years, I got into Medicare, and that's all I do, 100%. So I've been in insurance for over 12 years, and like I said, focusing totally on Medicare now.
And is your practice all of New Mexico, or where geographically are you?
And that, good question. Although we're based here in Albuquerque, we're licensed all over New Mexico. And in fact, we travel all over New Mexico to see clients.
Okay.
So many of them come to our office. We have an office near Loveless Women's Hospital.
Okay.
But we travel all over.
Good. Okay. And Karen?
My background, I've been in healthcare for about 22 years here in the Albuquerque area. I was in home healthcare, home infusion, and durable medical equipment. And Medicare made a lot of changes over the last several years, and it was becoming increasingly more difficult to get documentation for certain items that Medicare now requires for products and services. And I wanted to do something a little bit more proactive. And so I really had a passion to be in the insurance industry and help seniors, people explain to them the difference on when you get a Medicare Advantage and when you get a supplement plan, and to be more proactive in letting them know what they get before they get a plan.
Well, you know something, we talked off the air and you were talking about people that their eyes kind of glaze over because they don't get it. I'm one of those people when it comes to these kinds of topics. I'm learning, but I'm glad there are people like you guys that are here to explain it. So with that, what is Medicare A? Is it Part A, or is it just A and B, or?
Either way.
Okay.
It is Part A and Part B.
Okay.
And it's a program funded by Social Security, and it helps cover medical costs. Typically, it's designed to cover 80% of Medicare allowable costs. Typically, when someone turns 65, they're going to apply for Medicare. If they've been disabled, if they're younger than 65 and they've been disabled for 2 or more years, they could qualify for Medicare. So we do meet with people who are of all ages, again, if they're under 65 and disabled. Part A pays for hospital. Typically, there's no premium for that if somebody's worked 10 or more years. Part B is the doctor's visits, the lab work, that sort of thing, and there is usually a premium for that. The starting premium right now is $134 a month, but it's based on gross adjusted income.
What percentage of people that are 65, or this may be a question that you can't answer, but do a large percentage of people apply for this program?
Yes. Well, as was mentioned, you know, we're in the middle of the baby boomer generation. Mm-hmm. So if they have insurance right now that's directly through the marketplace, yes, they're going to be applying for their A and B. If they're working for an employer, they might just apply for their A and not their B. They can postpone that without penalty because they have credible group coverage. So it really depends, and more people are working past 65,
uh-huh.
So they're keeping that. So often we'll meet with people who might be 68 or 69 or even in their 70s and then coming to it. But often they'll find that Medicare might be more affordable for them. So we help them with these decisions.
You mean more affordable for them than versus another policy?
Correct, because particularly through the marketplace, and even with some group coverages, the premiums are going up.
Uh-huh.
So they'll find that, and we'll go over those costs with them, what it would cost them on a Medicare plan versus staying on their current coverage.
Well, and one of the things that you guys said, again, off the air that when we were talking, was you'll sit down and meet with somebody, and if the program isn't right for them, or they have an existing program that you know is better for them, that's what you're going to suggest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that happens. That happens from time to time, and we're very honest. And we'll tell them, stay with what you have. Come back in a few years.
Yeah, that's great. Well, how do I know what Medicare coverage is right for me? Karen, you want to address that?
Sure. A lot of it depends on your lifestyle. We'll take a look at, are you still working? Do you travel a lot with your job? Do you want to be able to go to the doctor anywhere among your travels? So maybe Medicare supplement plan would be the best decision for you. Maybe you live part-time in Albuquerque and you live another part of the country, other parts of the year. So maybe a Medicare and a supplement plan would also fit into your lifestyle. Maybe you're close to home, you're used to working with an HMO or being on an HMO where you stay in your network.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an HMO plan is the right decision for you. Maybe you have a chronic illness. So we talk about what are your anticipated charges that you're going to see with your health condition. So that's another thing that we can, you know, factor in there. Sometimes we put a wife on a Medicare and a supplement plan, and we put the husband on a Medicare Advantage plan. So you could, you know, be married and have two separate policies. And another important thing that we look at is your medications. If you're not on a lot of medications, it may not matter to you. But sometimes if you're on, you know, several medications, a Medicare Advantage prescription plan might be more cost effective than a Part D plan. So it's great to be able to look at all those factors and kind of help help you decide what's the best.
Okay, let me ask you a question because we got a message. Most important, penalties for not signing up at the earliest opportunity for Part D. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, it does. And
so sometimes people don't take any medications. And they say, why do I need to sign up for a Part D plan if I don't take any medications at all? Well, if you don't sign up for a Part D plan when you're eligible to sign up, meaning 65 or when you stop working and don't have credible coverage any longer, then you can get a penalty for not signing up. So sometimes then a Medicare Advantage plan might be more practical for you because those plans include drug coverage in it, and a lot of times there's a zero premium, or the premium also would pay for the medical part of the plan, and so that might be more appropriate for you.
You know something, what I hear as a theme, and this, and at our company at New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, and with what Georgia was saying and now with what you guys are saying, it's all about education.
It is.
Because I listen to you, and I don't know the first thing about a lot of this. But so, like, do you guys do seminars? How do you get the word out for people so they know what they need to do?
We do seminars. We have what we call events where we have tables set up at senior centers, at hospital settings, in
doctor's offices.
And again, we're highly federally regulated, so we're never in a waiting room, but we may be just outside in a lobby.
Mm-hmm. And, so they can ask questions.
And we'll be sponsored by some of the carriers. We're contracted with all the carriers. here in New Mexico.
Now, to explain what that means to our listeners.
Okay, meaning insurance carriers. So some of you may be familiar with the big names here.
Blue Cross Blue Shield,
Humana, United Healthcare,
Presbyterian.
We're contracted with all of them. So we're able to, again, find the plan that best fits their need. We're not captive with any one carrier.
Okay, so that's an advantage. So you have all these different avenues that somebody else may not have.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And it allows us to really consult with people who come in to see us. And there's no fee for our services. Mm-hmm. So that's important for people to know. But the question came up about penalties, the Part D penalty is specifically 1% of the national average cost of a Part D plan, which is about $35 a month. So it may end up being $3.50 a month for every month they went without that coverage.
Bob just mentioned to me for life.
Yes. For life. And then there are Part B penalties too if somebody postpones those and they don't have credible coverage. And again, sometimes people call us in a panic. Oh, I was told I turned 65, I have to have it. And we said, well, do you have credible coverage? Where do you work now? What kind of coverage you have? Mm-hmm. And we help them understand either, oh, yes, you better apply for that Part B soon, or no, you're really okay. Don't worry. You're fine.
Okay, great. All right. Well, that was good timing. Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, presented by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, is heard live weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience on 770kqob.com. I'm continuing my conversation with Ann Grohlman and her business partner, Karen Cooper. They're independent insurance agents that specialize in Medicare. And Karen, why don't you pick up with the difference between Medicare supplement insurance and Medicare Advantage?
And we get asked that all the time. A Medicare supplement, also known as a Medigap plan, it's going to pay the other 20%. Medicare pays 80%. It's going to pay the other 20% that Medicare does not pay. There are about 10 different supplement plans. They are identified by letters A, B, D, G, K, L, M, and N, and also C and F, and So there's many different varieties of supplement plans that you can purchase. But they're going to have a monthly premium. And so just like you'd be paying with your regular commercial insurance, you're going to pay a monthly premium for that supplement plan. And then you also need to purchase a Part D for drugs. And that's going to be about a $35 a month premium charge, so you'll have a monthly premium for that. A Medicare Advantage plan, a lot of them start at a monthly premium of zero, and then your drug coverage is included in a lot of those Medicare Advantage plans. There's usually not a deductible for those plans, and then you're going to have copays, and they're predictable copays. So you pay as you go with a Medicare Advantage plan, as opposed to paying a monthly premium that's a set amount. And the premiums are, they're the copays are things for like specialist visit, an ambulance ride, a copay for the first 5 days of a hospitalization in a Medicare Advantage plan.
So Ann, when you sit down with somebody, kind of take me through the conversation. Like I'm coming in and I'm going to talk to you guys about Medicare. How does that conversation go? Is it, do you do a lot of exploratory? Just talk about that.
Exactly. One of the first things we do is just find out a little bit about what type of insurance someone has. Do they like to travel a lot all over the country? Do they have a second home somewhere? What's their medical history? And they know what they share with us is kept very private. Mm-hmm. What hospitals and doctors they like to use here or wherever they live. We'll review with them the difference between a supplement and Advantage plan. And we have something that we show them, a visual aid, mm-hmm. so they can understand what their Medicare, when they get that Medicare A and B, that card, what that gives them, and then what a supplement would give them versus Medicare Advantage. And pros and cons, There are pros and cons to both, and it really depends upon their lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
For example, people who travel a lot or have a second home outside of New Mexico may want a supplement because a supplement allows them to see any doctor anywhere in the country that takes Medicare, whereas a Medicare Advantage keeps them in a closer network.
So you find out what's important to them, but also what fits for them.
Exactly, because there's a budget. A supplement has a premium to it, whereas Medicare Advantage has no premium or very little premium.
That's fascinating. Okay, what's the difference between Medicare Advantage, an HMO, or a PPO?
So, and that's a question that comes up also. So Medicare Advantage HMO is a health maintenance organization, and a PPO is preferred provider organization. The HMO plan usually helps pay only for care you receive from providers in a plan network. The PPO plan will generally help you pay for care received outside of a plan network, so it gives you flexibility. You can go out of network and just pay more, whereas with the HMO, if you went out of network, you'd pay the total cost. And again, based on someone's needs, sometimes they want that flexibility. The HMOs here generally have a zero premium.
Okay, I've got a message that I want you guys to answer. Do clients established or future have to come into the office, or will you come to their home?
Either one. We do what's comfortable for the client. We can come to their home. They can come to our office, and we have people who they have travel challenges for a variety of reasons, so we do come to their home.
Okay, that's great. And I know I interrupted you, so go ahead, Ann.
Just mentioning that the PPO typically will have a small premium. Right now here in Albuquerque, it's anywhere from $16 to as much as somewhere in the 60s, but it's $16, $26, $31, but it's a smaller premium than a supplement plan would be.
Okay. Where can I get help paying for Medicare?
So that's, there's two avenues. One is through Social Security. It's Low Income Subsidy, also known as LIS. If you if your income is $1,430 or less a month as an individual, or $2,050 a month as a couple or less, then you can qualify for low-income subsidy. That pays your Part D for drugs premium, and then it also pays most of your copays for your medications. So you're going to have very small copays for that. Then there's also help through the state, and it's the Medicare Savings Program, and that can help pay your Part B, as in boy, premium, the Medicare premium, which is anywhere from $109 to $134, depending on when you turn 65. And then there's also coverage for copay. So there's QMB, qualified Medicare beneficiary, that would pay not only your Part B premium, but your copays and deductibles. So it's a form of Medicaid.
Okay. Well, we've got about a minute left for you guys, and then I'll be closing the show. But talk about Medicare automatic renewal. Do you guys do like an annual client review, or because I'm sure thing changes? So talk about that.
During open enrollment, which is October 15th through December the 7th, you can do your annual review, and then all of those changes made during that time, they will be effective on January the 1st.
Okay, Ann?
Yes, and we help people. We reach out to our current clients. We let them know we can help them review what the changes are for the following year, and if they need to make changes, we help them do that. So we stay with our clients all year round from year to year.
So you make changes as necessary, but do they typically know enough to know when they need to come back to you, or are they pretty dependent on you to say, you know, might consider this at this time?
Depends on the client.
Yeah.
It does depend on the client.
Okay. Okay. We're out of time, but I want to thank you both for coming onto the show. What's your contact phone number?
My number, this is Ann, 259-2161.
And my name is Karen, and it's 220-9005.
Great. You guys, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, I want to thank Georgia Armijo Brasher and Ann Grohlman and Karen Cooper, my guests. I also want to thank my producer, Bob, as well as the 770 KKOB team for making Gray Matters, discussing all things senior with Dirk Gray, your favorite place for all things senior. Our sponsor, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, and you, our audience, for joining today's broadcast. Thank you for listening to the voice of reverse mortgages and seniors in New Mexico. If you'd like to call me, the phone number is 505-897-4900 or go to 770kqob.com. Thank you for joining me. I'm Dirk Gray.